Looking at a bit more detail, in terms of this classification based on carbon source, we can say the organism is either a heterotroph or an autotroph. Based on an energy source, we could say they're a chemotroph if they're using bond energy in existing inorganic or organic compounds, or a phototroph if they're using the incoming photon energy. So those algae then are an example of a phototroph. Whereas our protozoa then munching on organic matter is going to be a chemotroph. In terms of the electron donor, we're now talking about then where the electrons come from to be picked up by the electron acceptor. So our organotroph is going to use existing organic matter to do that, whereas a lithotroph will use an inorganic compound. And now this is a very broad definition of inorganic, so we're saying H2O then is our inorganic compound there. O in the 2- oxidation state is dropping back to O and O2 and the 0 to release the electrons. Then our fifth way of classifying based on electron acceptor, so we've got our aerobic system and we've got our anaerobic organism. So these guys then are able to use a whole range of different, typically inorganic